MSIDSTONE, Rosa Elena Arriagada Gonzalez passed away on September 17 in Maidstone Health Center at the age of 74 years. Our sincere sympathy goes out to her daughter, Sandra and Wolf Hintz, and all their family. Due to civil unrest in their home country, Rosa and Sergio Gonzalez came to Canada in 1976 with four children under the age of six. They were the first Chileans to come to Lloydminster and worked hard all their lives to provide for their family. A graveside service will be held at Lloydminster City Cemetery on Sunday, October 1 at 1 p.m. The new playground next to the Splash Park in Delfrari Victoria Park opened up last week. As you may remember, the old one had to be taken down for safety reasons. Funding for the new one was received from the Government of Canada and Maidstone Kin Club. Thank you to all the hard-working high schoolers and other volunteers who helped put it together, and to Andrew of Madeira Playscapes for his guidance. Last weekend Doug and I ventured down to Medicine Hat to visit our dear friend, Dorothy Schwartz. Many of you will remember Dorothy as a longtime resident of the Maidstone area who was very involved and dedicated to our community. I became the News Optimist correspondent when she moved. Dorothy celebrated her 97th birthday in August. We had a wonderful time visiting in her home, at daughter Linda and Larry's, and out and about in Medicine Hat, which appears to be a clean and beautiful city. Dorothy is happy and doing well in her assisted living complex where she has many friends and activities to keep her busy. She sends greetings to all her friends and acquaintances in our area. It was a long road trip for me. We took the shortest route down Highway 21 on the way there, and those roads could sure use improvement. For the return trip, we took Highway 41, which was much better but took an hour longer. Radishniak Elementary School thanks everyone who participated in their Terry Fox Day. They raised $284 to donate for cancer research in commemoration of Canadian cancer activist Terry Fox and his Marathon of Hope. Maidstone High School hosted Mega Volley 2023 from September 21 to 23 with resounding success. Students and staff spent an endless amount of time to ensure an outstanding event. Courts, officials, kitchen, t-shirt sales, draw and results, dance setup and takedown. Thanks to everyone who donated to the Pink Games, raising $492.45 for cancer research. Teams were from Edam, Glaslyn, Goodsoil, Hafford, Ila La Crosse, Island Lake, Kitsgati, La Loche, Lashburn, Lloydminster, Maidstone, Maqua, Maymont, Meadow Lake, Medstead, Neilburg, North Battleford, Paradise Hill, Pearsland, Rosetown, Shelbrooke, Spiritwood, St. Walburg, Turtleford, Unity and Wilkie. Players slept in classrooms in both the elementary and high school. The girls' championship round was won by Maqua and the consolation round by Paradise Hill. Maidstone I girls took silver in the championship round. The boys' championship was won by Maqua, with Island Lake taking the consolation round. Great job, teams! The dance at the high school on Friday night was open to Maidstone students provided they had volunteered for at least 1 hour and paid the entry fee. Out-of-town team members could attend if they paid the fee and were accompanied by their coach. The DJ kept everyone entertained all night. Maidstone High School should be proud of the phenomenal job done on this event. It's that time of year again. Maidstone Community Calendar forms have been mailed out, but if you're signed up for No Junk at the post office, you won't have received one. If you'd like a form, they're available at the hospital, pharmacy or elementary school. The cost for a calendar is only $15 and you get to stay up to date on your community. This year proceeds go towards the Healthy Starts Lunch program at Radishniak Elementary School. The deadline to have forms in is October 20th. Your continued support is appreciated. Did you know Maidstone Healthcare Auxiliary has two cupboards and a bookshelf in the entrance of Maidstone Hospital? Members donate to these cupboards: handmade baby comforters, crocheted lap robes and blankets, knitted slippers, baby sweater sets, and things you may need for a hospital stay, toothbrush, hairbrush, etc. There are some new knitted winter toques, a few carry-all bags made from recycled grocery bags, and other items as well, good gift ideas. There is also a shelf of reasonably priced, used books. Staff at the admitting desk will help you with any purchases. All money is used to supply our local hospital and long-term care home with comfort items, clocks, comforters, sheepskins, corkboard to tack get well cards to, and necessities not covered by the budget. The auxiliary has many members who volunteer their time to help with these projects. If anyone is interested, they'd love to have you join. It's only $5 for a lifetime membership. The auxiliary meets once a month, September to June, not compulsory to attend. Money is also raised by catering funeral luncheons, teas and bake sales, where you'd be asked to donate a bit of baking, and of course the pie bingos, which are the biggest moneymaker for 7 weeks in September to October. Edited from information posted by Dorinda Fitzsimmons. You've been flocked. Saturday and Sunday, September 30th and October 1st, look out for some crazy pink flamingos as they set up flocks around town. Friendly flock-offs are welcome. All proceeds will be going to Telemiracle 48 through the Maidstone Kin Club members. Contact Kristen Bicote 306-821-2348 to flock your friends or to remove your flock. E-transfers can be sent to maidstonekinclub@gmail.com or pay with cash. October 1st of each year is National Seniors Day, which coincides with the United Nations International Day of Older Persons, UNODOP, and is an occasion for Canadians to celebrate the profound contributions of seniors in our homes, communities and workplaces. How are you celebrating? Other upcoming events. Thursday and Friday, Sept. 28-29, last 2 days of Radishniak School Book Fair, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Thursday, 9 a.m. to noon Friday. Monday, October 2nd, Maidstone Gully Multiple 4-H Club First General Meeting for 2023-24. Monday, October 2nd, Kin Club of Maidstone Meeting 7 p.m. at Senora Center, Main Street and 4th Avenue. Wednesday, October 4th, Pie Bingo 7 p.m. at Maidstone Legion Hall, Workers, Pies by Sutton, D. Valley District. SaskToday.ca is Saskatchewan's homepage. Bookmark us at this link.